The sound of the tango takes many of us back. Back to grade school, perhaps, or junior high. Those days of panic, of sweaty palms holding hands, toes being stepped on. Fear. Fear that for the next dance we'd be paired up with. Oh, let's not even think about those possibilities. Well, you know, some things never change.
Do you like Michael as a partner?
Well,
he's a little smaller than you, right?
I wasn't comfortable at him first.
What about you?
I had to tell Daniel, I don't like him.
Why?
Because
he's so sloppy chicken wings.
A new documentary, Mad Hot Ballroom, takes you back to those days you long to forget. Marilyn Agrello directed and co-produced Mad Hot Ballroom, and she joins us from our studios at NPR West. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Do you ever take ballroom dancing classes as a kid?
I actually never did. It was this strange phenomenon that came my way as a story, and I thought, God, how interesting is this?
How did it come your way?
I have an old friend, a very dear friend named Amy Sewell, who is a freelance writer, and in 2003 she wrote a feature article in a local paper, the Tribeca Tribune, covering the Tribeca School during their ballroom dance journey. And when the article was published, she called me and said, please make a documentary with me on this. This is amazing. And she roped me in.
Now, these ballroom classes are given at public schools. There's no charge. And then there's a citywide competition, and that's the essence of the film that you've made. How did you pick the schools to feature? I mean, did you shoot all of them and then process it down as they progressed?
No, for some reason it stuck in my mind. I had this concept that three schools were the magic number. I was very interested in contrasting kids, contrasting cultural backgrounds, economic, social differences. And so Amy and I scouted about 20 to 25 schools and came up with these three because each of these three schools that we chose to follow had very distinct qualities that they brought to the table that were amazing. The school in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn was like our working class kids. Very uncomplicated, very socially diverse, very simple, fun-loving, good, innocent, pure kids. The kids in Washington Heights are Dominican. They're all immigrants.
So you had PS 112 in Tribeca, too?
PS 150 in Tribeca. Mm-hmm. What these kids bring to the table are, you know, they come primarily from households where the parents are professionals, well-educated. These kids are savvy. These kids know the ropes. I mean, when we first met this school, I went in and Amy and I were introducing ourselves and explaining to put the kids at ease that we were going to be shooting a film and that we were going to be having our camera equipment in there. I didn't want to make them nervous. And I said, this is a documentary film. Does anyone know what a documentary is? And this little boy from the back of the room raises his hand, and I call on him, and he says, do you guys have a distribution deal in place yet? And he was 10. So I got scared.
Let me ask you, was that Cyrus who asked the question?
Yes, it was.
Cyrus is a hoot. He is this angelic kid with these, you know, curly dark locks. And at one point in the competition, he actually goes over to the judge and says, all right, show me the points. Show me how things added up. I mean, he might be a senator someday.
It was like it reminded me of the recount for the election.
This film follows the progression as everybody is training for the competitions and the elimination rounds. And in any competition, there are winners and there are losers.
You gotta take a deep breath. Every single one of you did an amazing job. And I'm so proud of you.
At one point, you have to film a school that is lost. And it's tough because as much as everybody, the teachers, the administrators, the parents, everybody was doing everything to tell these kids you are all winners, even if you don't get a ribbon, even if you don't get a cup, you know. But nonetheless, the disappointment on their face. And we're disappointed, too, in many ways, because we've sort of followed these kids around. At what point does it get uncomfortable to keep a camera on the kid who's crying?
Filming that scene where these kids that we had been intimately involved with for months and, you know, secretly, silently cheering them on as they're dancing, sweat, our palms sweating, all of these things, to see them go down in defeat and to see their faces and to see them crying. They were in a little heap on the floor. To keep the cameras on them was extremely difficult. And at that moment, their teacher was asking us to please back away. We couldn't back away. We owed them the respect to portray how much this meant to them and how much they felt about it. To me, this is a story that is less about dance and so much more about a journey into the minds of these kids, and a story about hope and realizing your dreams. And I think these universal themes carry it through and make it something that can be related to, certainly outside of New York. And whether or not you have kids, I think we all were in that place at one time and can remember what those things felt like.
Marilyn Agrello is the director-producer of Mad Hot Ballroom, released by Paramount Classics and Nickelodeon Movies. The documentary opens nationwide this Friday. Marilyn joined us from NPR West. Marilyn, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.